The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Turn your mic towards yourself. Towards you. Now go ahead.
Testing. Testing.
Louder.
Don't. Why do I have to get louder? Why wouldn't I just speak at my normal volume?
I want to
we
see
go through this every time. You. The reason someone says testing, say, oh.
Sounds good.
This is the volume I'll be speaking. And then you adjust it, if it's not loud enough, on the computer. That's why you have that in front of you.
I don't know how to adjust it. It's on that thing. It's not on the computer. It's on
that. Oh, whatever. Then you adjust that.
It's on the audio box. All right, how's it going? Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. This is the podcast on iTunes.
Be aware that We have the My Wife Hates Me going 24/7.
Yes, podcast, radio,
no,
in the house,
yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's My Wife Hates Me. You know, we're in D.C. this weekend at the Arlington Draft House, at the Arlington Cinema Draft House outside of D.C. We do it once a year. Every year I go in and do radio with the sports junkies, who are probably my top favorite radio, besides, you know, New York Opie, you know, but it's different. Opie, they're friends, and I love doing Opie. You know, I loved it when it was Opie and Anthony. I love it when it's Opie and Jimmy. But the sports junkies, out of all the road radio I do, I love doing these guys. And listen, there's a lot of them. Brother Weiss, I love Tom Bernard.
All right.
Kid Chris.
Oh, God forbid.
Zito and Garrett.
And
Shred and Reagan up in Buffalo.
You don't have
to
list them all.
Preston and Steve in Philly, DeBella.
They're not listing you, probably.
Well, I list ones I like to do.
Anyone outside of that area doesn't know who they are.
What do you mean outside of bad area? What does that mean?
Outside of that area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're just listing, I could be like,
you know, some
Frederick
of
and Ho.
Who are they?
Juju and Beanie Bye.
I don't like those two, Juju and Beanie Bye, because they always, you know, Bob and Tom, because they always, Juju and Beanie Bye,
stop
always
that.
Wants you to come in, you know, and have stuff prepared. And have stuff prepared. Well, let me tell my story. You don't, listen, you don't have to tell me.
All I'm saying is that, like, the reason that I know you, and I'm not, whatever.
I'm giving out names.
God bless. I'm going to be.
You know why I plug those people? Because they hear it and they go, oh, thank you. They say thank you.
No, I know that's why you do it. And you're concerned.
They're friends. Yeah, I'm a concern. And if they plugged me, I would say thank you to them.
If you concern yourself too much with other people.
I don't. With people that help promote my comedy.
One time I listed some of my friends on here and I forgot like half my friends.
Yeah, well, I forget radio. There's ones I forgot. People go, well, what about us?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Nobody's sitting around being like, oh, I can't believe I didn't get mentioned on My Wife Hates Me podcast.
You know, and there's other podcasts I love doing. I love doing
Rogan.
I love doing Marin. I like doing Legion of Skanks. I like doing Anthony's. You know, there's a lot of. What is that?
No. It was a piece of.
So, you know, if I left anybody out, it's not on purpose. You know, the guys in Boston, I like them. I like guys in Baltimore. I liked Baltimore when they had my friend on the show and he quit.
I can't believe you didn't mention Bennington.
Oh, my God. I haven't done his show. Ron Bennington, he's up there probably in my top five. I can't believe I didn't mention
him. He's my top one.
He's great.
He's my number one.
But I wasn't done yet.
Oh, sorry.
Ron Bennington, loved doing it when it was Ron and Fez, loved doing it when it's Ron and... I haven't done it yet since I've done call-ins.
I bet Fez, you know, Fez started his own podcast. It's just Fez.
No, he was in the hospital again, I heard.
Oh, no, I was going to make a joke.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Silence.
Oh, that's funny. Have I left anybody out?
1 hour of dead air. What?
Have I left anybody... Oh!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, in Florida.
You didn't sit on anything, folks.
In
That's
Miami.
Memory working.
In Miami. Young
folks.
Young,
I said folks.
Paul and Young Ron. I love doing them in Miami. I do all them right. 2 days in a row.
No, look. End
Paul
it now.
And Young Ron.
Honestly, it's a joke now, whatever. It's not working.
It's not a joke.
Well, these whatever. Are, it's you, like you're losing listeners.
Can I do... Here's the problem with this.
What?
And then I'm going to move
okay,
on.
Okay, go ahead.
I would have been done with this a long time ago, but you interrupted going, you don't have to do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
You always try to control. You're a control freak.
All right. You know, this is what it is. It's not control. I feel... Like we're just barely hanging on as an actual
podcast,
entertainment thing
entity.
Yeah, and
do you
when
like that?
You just start listing other radio shows, I feel like oh now we're slipping. Our grip is coming off the bar.
Is that CrossFit talk?
I don't know what I didn't know where I don't know what analogy I was using. Was that, at first I was on the edge of a like
on a ledge?
On a ledge, and then I changed it to a bar for some reason.
You know, when you see people like I worked out in the gym today, and I'll get back to what I was saying.
You get back to your listing of
no? I'm going to say what I was saying about
people.
You.
The listing of radio people.
And I was doing pull ups and chin ups.
Yeah.
Then after I do them, I hang to stretch my lats.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see people in movies or whatever and they're hanging from a cliff or a ledge, you probably can't do it over 30 seconds.
No, it's...
You can't do it. So if they're doing
like
it...
Even when they're like with their...
And I'm holding on with my fist.
Just their fingertips hanging on.
Yeah.
You even if it was life or death, I would have to just go with death.
Yeah, you can't hang on with just fingertips for over 20 seconds.
That's a muscle
30
too.
Seconds.
That's...
With fingertips. Then if you're just holding...
out their finger muscles.
Yeah. Then if you're just holding onto a bar with your hand, I'll give you maybe 40 seconds.
If you're doing this grip.
That grip?
Whatever it is. The word
inside-outside grip.
Yeah. That's... You can hang on a little longer, I bet.
I never even tried that one, but then I'll give you 50 seconds on that.
Okay.
Okay.
If no, I can do it for a minute and a half. Rain and I time each other.
No, you can't.
Yeah. You want me to do it right now? Ray and I time each other.
You want to go hang on and I'll time it?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
But you can't pause the podcast.
No, I'll talk through it.
No.
Because
a minute and a half? No.
A big deal. They've listened to a minute and a half of garbage before.
Yeah, that's the problem. Let's pick it up.
Well, they would love to know if you could hang for a minute and a half. I guarantee you can't do it for a minute. And I'll bet.
How
big
much?
Bucks.
How much?
$5.
I get to do the inside outside.
You could do whatever grip you want, hanging from that bar right
can
there.
Can I use my teeth?
You could use your teeth. You could.
I can't do it right now.
You could do it with your pussy, suction with your pussy.
No, I'm scared.
You could do that. You could do whatever you got to do to do it. So anyhow, we're working D.C. this weekend, Arlington Draft House. It's outside D.C. You say D.C., but it's Arlington, which is right by the Arlington Cemetery where John F. Kennedy is buried.
List all the things that are around there.
In D.C.? Oh, you know the...
Are you really going
to
do it?
Oh, we were going to go to New York tonight. I'm glad we didn't because the Pope flew in tonight on helicopter.
Oh,
do you know they're probably closed down half the roads? They closed down half the roads in New York.
Oh boy,
this Pope has a following. Yeah. I mean, a big following.
Mm-hmm. Popular.
He's doing really well. I heard he's doing what do you call it?
He's forgiving people.
I heard he's doing.
He said gays may go to heaven. He's not going to say they're not.
Well,
gonna.
Next week he booked the West Palm Improv. He's doing that, and then he's doing.
You know what?
You knew I was going to say that.
Yeah, because you're just like so obsessed with your own world.
I brought up the Pope. I brought it up
to say that he's going to do the improv.
I just thought about that.
Dumb.
Well, why? Because he's not okay. He's doing a funny bone, Columbus funny bone. So. We're going down to the Arlington Draft House. Every time we go into D.C., I do the Sports Junkies.
Okay.
On Friday. We go Thursday night, which would be now. We would be leaving now.
Right.
We'd get there, get up, do them. But they're not having me in tomorrow, not due to their choice.
Sure? You sure?
Yep.
Because
I called
sure?
in today. I called in today and we discussed it. Their program director wants them to have 4 hours of Redskin talk tomorrow. Washington Redskins, because they're playing tonight.
Couldn't you talk about the Redskins?
I don't see why not. And I said nobody wants to hear 4 hours of the same talk. In the morning? No, you don't. You know, it's like no one wants to hear 4 hours of golf, quilting, skydiving. You want to mix it up.
Is this the argument you gave over the radio today?
Oh, I killed on my call-in. I smashed them. I let loose.
How do you know you're killing on the call?
Because you could hear them laughing, and they're not fake laughs because they don't have to laugh. Because I said things they didn't laugh at and things they did, and I know those guys. And I was going to go down tonight, do radio.
I just
in the morning,
laugh at myself.
Do radio
that
in the
way,
morning.
It tips everybody else off.
Yeah, gets them going. And then I play golf. We play golf. I play with the radio guys or the producer Matt. So the fact that their program director wants to talk sports and Redskins all day tomorrow, I'm not going tonight. I'm not going to play golf with them Friday. Which I do every year. And I'm not going to play golf Saturday because me, you, and Raina will go into D.C. on Saturday and do something nice if we get out of bed or out of the hotel. I mean, we want to. Our goal is to take her to the Museum of Natural History or one of the museums, right?
Yeah. I don't know what museum is there.
There's a lot of museums. There's modern art.
She's
there's...
learning about quartz right now.
Raina, come here for a second.
Which is why she told her teacher I was in court.
We're going, come here, to the mic. And we're not trying to be funny, so this is serious. Come here.
Come on.
We're serious. This one's serious. So don't listen to mommy and try to be funny. Come here. We're going to Washington, D.C.
Never try to be funny.
We're going to Washington, D.C. this weekend. Saturday, can you focus? Pretend you're in class. Focus. Everything's a joke with her.
Oh, I wonder. Ooh, interesting.
Talking to the mic.
Both her parents are comedians. What do you expect?
Oh, really? If we were both doctors, would everything be medical?
Oh my God.
Where do you want to go Saturday? Do you want to go in Washington to the Museum of Natural History or to a playground?
Museum of Natural History.
You want to go into the mic.
Museum of Natural History.
Talk up and talk regular.
Museum of Natural History.
All right, get out of here. Go. You're getting on my nerves. She can't have a conversation at all without being talking to the mic regular. Where do you want to go Saturday, for real?
Natural History Museum.
It's called the Museum of Natural History. Do it again.
Museum of Natural History.
Okay. What else, what if we don't go there? What about the Washington Monument? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah.
How about the State Capitol? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah.
Arlington Cemetery?
No.
You never heard of Arlington Cemetery?
No.
And also, is that, does that sound like a fun place to go?
No. Come on, kids. We're going to the cemetery.
Where President Kennedy is buried there. The most famous president in history. Quit knocking. You know
which president was.
Which president was.
Which what?
What president was Muffin Gate?
Turn it into the mic. What president was what?
Watergate.
President Nixon.
Nixon. Why is Mr. Kennedy the best president ever?
He was the most likable. He did a lot for civil rights. He did a lot for... He was the first Catholic president.
What do you know about him, Raina?
And...
What? Oh, yeah. His head.
What?
Pew, pew!
Shot in the head?
Yeah.
You know, when you were a little kid, mm-hmm. you went to the White House with us. We went to the White House. Do you remember that? Kind of. We went into all... We had a big tour at the White House. No, we're not. Go.
Yeah.
Get out of here. We're not redoing it.
You do realize that.
All right.
Don't you, da-da-da, don't you, da-da-da, don't you, you're gonna have to do this again. I hope no one does a...
Goodbye.
Any of us right now.
All right, get out. Go. Scram. Watch your door. Watch
this
your wall.
This is literally like...
What?
And it's because I'm tired and I didn't feel like doing it, but it... Honestly, it's the worst podcast ever in the history of the world.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
it's very interesting.
It's pretty bad.
You think it's bad?
Yeah,
then step it up.
It's like listening to like it's like, you know, when you ever call someone and they put the kid on the phone and you have to have a conversation with them. It's awful.
Yeah, you do that to me all the time when I call you.
It's your kid.
Oh.
That's different. Goodbye, Raina.
Put that, you can't eat that until we have dinner.
What? She just ate a huge salad.
Oh, here's Bonnie's new thing now. She comes up with these things and she loves them. She made salads last night, a nice salad, a big salad.
And puts them in jars.
And puts them in jars and saves like one portion at a time. So if you want salad, you open the jar, pour it out. She gave me instructions on how to do it. She goes, this is what you do. Open the jar, pour it out, and put dressing on it. I go, oh, thanks.
Some of them, they say put dressing on the
Why?
Bottom.
Is it naked?
Get out of here, Raina.
Put dressing on it? Get it? Is it naked?
Yeah, we get it. We get it.
This is the best podcast we've ever
it's
done.
It's the worst. I'm giving recipes about putting salad in a jar.
Kid jokes.
I can't be a part of this anymore. Honestly, like there what? Was, I know it's hard to believe, but there was a time when I was headed down the cool path, you know? I was like going to be cool.
Yellow brick, cool path. Cool path. Yellow brick. Cool
now
path.
I'm part of like a family podcast. Like it's so awful. To
so
me.
Awful. So awful.
How awful is it?
So awful. So awful.
Yellow brick.
So waffly awfully.
All right, beat it. All right, you're showing off now.
Oh, you didn't. What do you want her to be? Like absolutely, like just perfection all the time. It's like. Too much on one side, you're angry. Too much on the other.
I'm not angry. I'm trying to steer her in the right direction in life.
Vroom,
vroom. So you were supposed to be cool? When, like, tell me what...
Yeah, you know, when I...
What do cool dudes do?
Get out of here.
This cool dude was...
Speak like a cool dude.
I was, like, in the alt scene, yo. You know what I'm saying?
No, you weren't.
I was.
You just hung out.
Whatever.
I've done alt rooms. I was in alt scene
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you've never been cool.
I've never been called. I'm going to beat it. Go upstairs now, for real. For real, go. We got to finish this. And then we're going to go to TJ Maxx.
You see what I'm saying? Where I've gone. Raina,
go.
Please.
I'm drunk.
Go upstairs.
She just said I'm drunk. Get out of here.
Go. Do you just say I'm not cool? I'm like one of the coolest comics. You start naming comics.
Right, I just yelled, no, you're not.
You start naming comics and I'll name whether I'm cooler than them or not.
I don't want to do that. That's
because you know
no,
I'm cooler.
Because this is you. It's like, oh, you've hooked me into something where we can talk about you.
Okay, well, you say you were cool. You go, I was never cool, so I had to stick up.
Okay, so defend yourself.
So tell me how you were cool. What did you do that was cool?
I didn't do anything. That's not what cool is. It's just like a
did
thing.
You dress cool?
I don't know. It's not that. It's that. Okay, so
who was the coolest person you hung out with?
You, I wasn't cool.
You were cool. Who was
I wasn't cool at all.
Who was the coolest
person? I just said I was on the path.
Who was the coolest person?
I don't know. It was just like a gang of like whatever LA alt scene comedians.
So that's cool. You think that's cool?
Oh my God! Look at you. Listen to you.
What?
You're consumed with it. Like, oh, that's cool to you.
Well, but you don't think.
I'm just saying, I was actually kind of being funny about
it. I know,
I
get it.
I was saying I was cool, and now look at me. I'm doing a fucking.
I get it.
A bickering podcast.
We're not bickering, we're having a discussion.
No. Rich, the entire podcast is, it's called My Wife Hates Me. It's about, if you enjoy listening to marital bickering, this is the podcast.
No, we
you.
Don't always bicker because we agree on a lot of things.
No, we don't.
Well,
no,
what?
We don't.
Yes, we do.
Richard. And then I have a kid
Bonnie.
That's coming in like, it's like the least cool thing on the planet. But fine, cool is overrated.
Okay.
I agree. Who wants to be cool? Except that it feels like I've now, the tipping point of uncoolness has happened. It's
no.
Like now we're going to TJ Maxx all the time.
Well, we can
fun.
Go to Marshall's if you want. I'll go
it's
eat.
Just,
one.
You know.
It's Thursday night. We're not working. We go out and we buy stuff because we do that. Okay.
It's like I've become the person
and this,
that I would never. Today I was like, I'm going to get weightlifting shoes. I mean, like, who am I? Like, what's happening?
I just bought a survival bracelet online for $3.
What is it?
You wear it. It's in my car though, because it's too big. But you could start. It's like to start fires with a survival, and it has a whistle too, if you get caught in the woods or something.
When are you going to get caught in the woods?
Like, I don't know. Everybody needs a survival bracelet. Oh, it was God. Only $3 or $4, and I was bored, so I bought it online. All right, here's what we're going to do, and I know some of them. Take three of your cool friends.
No, I'm not doing this game.
It's not a game. Take three of them, like Todd Glass, that people that you hung out with. You could even say a writer or whatever, or whoever, and just give me three other ones.
No, I'm not doing this game.
Counting yourself.
No, I'm not doing this game.
I'm not. It's not a game. I'm just trying
to
figure it out.
No, I'm not doing it. Let's move on.
Okay, I'm saying, okay, I'll name your four.
I'm just mourning a little bit of my old life.
Okay,
when we go to the Arlington Cemetery, I'll pretend that my old life is one of the headstone is for.
I'm going to give you
put flowers on it.
I'm going to give you three of your cool friends back that I can remember that you hung out with. Okay, it was you.
No, stop.
No,
I don't want to do it. Move on.
I just want to make a comparison and show you something.
Talk about the radio guys again. What were their names? They're so great. They're sports junkies.
Me. Oh, yeah. They're
fantastic, aren't they? They're really fantastic, and they always have you in. It's just super unfortunate that this time they're going to do the Redskins thing.
You, Morgan Murphy. I can't say Zach.
Tig. Zach, we hung out.
I'm going to say you, Morgan, Tig, and Todd Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hang out with Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, that's four.
Jimmy Dore.
That's five cool people. That's five cool people. Jimmy Dore, Todd Glass, Bonnie McFarlane, Tig, and Morgan Murphy.
But I had other friends.
But I'm
like,
going to use those five. That's your starting five.
Why? I don't know why we're doing this.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, because you said I wasn't cool, so now I'm going to say my five.
Fine, you're cool. You're
no,
very cool.
I'm going to say mine.
You're super cool. Your next album should be super cool, and you have
no.
a big C on your chest and have a you know, cape coming out.
Can I say mine? You said I wasn't
be
cool.
Cool guy.
So, and we'll let the people pick. The people that listen.
Super cool.
Okay.
Super cool.
We're going to let the
Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen, why he can take down a heckler with a single comeback. He can make you.
We're not talking about on stage.
Something out your nose with the.
Listen.
Crack about your shirt.
I don't say anything about someone's shirt.
He is super cool. It's Rich Voss, super cool. He's a really super cool dude. Super cool. Did you think you were cool? No, you're not, because look who it is. It's super cool.
Are you done?
No.
Okay, so Bonnie's team, and you guys can email me at rich@richvoss.com.
Stop.
Stop.
I don't care.
You don't have to do it.
I'm ridiculous because you're making it into something. It was like a stupid little
I believed you were on
so
your verge of coolness.
You're like, but I am cool.
No, I believed you.
I'm really cool.
No, I'm not cool. I believe you were on the verge of coolness. I thought you were cool when I met you, when you used to wear combat boots. I go, this girl's cool. She's got combat boots. Then when I went in your hotel room and it was a mess, I go, look at this cool mess. All your clothes all over the floor, everything. And it's like that now when we go into hotels. You haven't changed. You know, it's a mess. So you got you, Morgan, Tig, Todd Glass, and Jimmy Dore. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool team. All right, so
I'm not doing this. I will walk away from this podcast right now.
I'm just going to say my team, and then we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say my cool team.
Colin,
Patrice.
Patrice is dead. You
no,
can't
back
have a
in the
dead
day.
Guy on
back
your
in
team.
The day. We're talking about back in the day. Yes, we're talking about back in the day. Me, Colin, Patrice, Norton, and Keith Robinson. Okay. And I'm going to keep Keith in.
No girls on your team.
Who do we hang out with? What girls
no,
hung out?
No girls. You know why?
Why? Because we were assholes?
No, you're homo...
sapiens?
Social. That's right.
We're not
Ron
homo
Bennington
social.
Was the one who told me that phrase. Homo social. Doesn't mean you're gay. Means you only like hanging out with dudes.
No, we hung out with girls.
Who? Girlfriends?
No.
Ugh.
No, we hung out with girls. Who? Maya hung out with us sometimes.
Yeah.
Who else?
Now your cool factor's coming down.
Who used to hang with us? I can't remember back then.
Vanessa?
Nah, she didn't hang with us. No.
Lynn Coplitz?
No, I'm talking cool. We were dudes. Cool dudes. Me, Colin, Patrice.
The dudes.
Keith and Norton.
The dude.
And then Bonnie, Todd Glass, Tig, Morgan, and Jimmy Dore. It's two different types of cool. Your team and my team are two different types of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But in a comedy battle, who do you think would win, your team or our team?
Well, it depends who the audience is.
Any audience. You pick any audience.
Look,
I don't know. Tig is pretty good.
The people on my
Todd
team
Glass
have gone on to some pretty major shit.
Todd Glass is very funny. I'm not going to say he's not. Jimmy Dore, very political. Very funny. Morgan Murphy, the line you told me is one of my favorite lines I've heard in a long time. You can tell Morgan's line.
I don't remember exactly how it goes in the joke, so I don't want to misquote it.
Oh, very funny line. You have a pretty good team. Pretty good team. And you're still cool. You don't think you're cool, but you're cool. When you walk
I'm
into a
cool
room.
I'm not cool at all.
When you walk into a room, people go, oh, that bitch, there goes
no.
Bonnie. She's cool.
No,
as
they
hell.
Don't.
Well, one, you're walking in with me, so already.
Oh my God, I knew it. Oh God,
you are cool. Listen,
I'm not. I'm like,
you don't think you're cool?
They're like, who's that mommy blogger?
No way.
Whatever. I don't care.
Name some of the cool girls
Stop,
in Manhattan.
I'm not
doing no, name
it.
Some of the cool girls now that are cool.
No,
in
I'm
New
not
York.
Doing it.
That girl with
I
red hair is kind of cool.
It. I'm not doing.
All right.
It.
All right, then we'll move on from this.
It's ridiculous.
We'll move
on. Embarrassing. Can you imagine somebody we actually respected listened to this podcast, and they're like, they're talking about being cool. They're like old, living in New Jersey.
Does it matter where you live?
I mean, there's...
We have good schools here. People would die.
But do you see how you're defending it? That's like...
That's not cool. That's being practical and cool.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about? We're the coolest parents at these schools.
No, we're not.
Oh, you don't think we're the coolest parents?
No.
If we went to...
I don't think we're coolest to anything.
Are you crazy? Anytime we walk into an assembly or some kind of thing. Oh,
No one does that. Yeah, because we're dressed inappropriately, perchance.
No, you don't know how cool we are.
How much longer do I have? I can't do this one.
Yes, we only got 20 minutes left.
Only 20 minutes? Oh, my God. You better get something else going. I can't.
What can I get going?
I don't know. Talk about something else.
What's gone on? What do we do? Oh, I know what we could talk about.
What? The Pope?
No, the horrible outdoor concert we did. We can talk about that on our podcast and Sunday's fundraiser and then that. Right?
Yeah, but we talked about it on the radio show.
Yeah, big deal. We have different listeners. Everybody doesn't listen to radio. Can you...
Well, first of all, the...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that bothering you?
Yes. Yeah. You were playing with tape. You know, focused. Focus. That's why you're not cool, because you don't focus. If you focus, you'd be cooler.
There's nothing I could do at this juncture in my life to be cool. I have to accept.
I know I'm cool.
100% the uncoolness.
And know what made me even cooler lately?
What?
My new hats.
You know what makes you uncool?
Saying that I'm cool?
Well, no, go ahead. I don't give a shit. It's the...
What makes me uncool?
Your nose hairs.
I don't have nose hairs.
Yeah. Why do you get one of those trimmers?
I don't have nose hairs.
Do you trim them? I saw you pull one out once. It was...
Brought a tear out of my eye.
Oh, it brought a tear out of my eye. It was awful to watch.
I don't really have that many nose hairs.
I don't have any. Zero. Look at
or ear hairs.
Oh, it's a weird thing. I just happen to have no nose hairs.
You know what nose hair is for? You know what it's for? Filters.
Mm-hmm.
Filters, dust, and dust turns into ginders.
Oh, 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's Dr. Steve calling.
Is that what boogies are? Dust. What are they? Where do they come from? I don't even do that kind of humor, but come to think of it, where do ginders come from? I know it's mucus, but dried up mucus, probably with the dust that the nose hairs filters, that's where they come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where they come from? Tell the truth. I'm not
that's
being gross.
You're completely 100% right.
Mucus, right? Turns into...
That's why they taste so good.
Ew. That's not cool. Talk about...
That's okay. I've accepted I'm not cool.
Well, maybe we can get cool again.
No. There's no... You can't.
Once you're uncool, you're not cool.
That's
you can't
it.
Get cool?
You're done. You are done. And also, I was like... You know, the when I was checking into the hotel, the guy was like...
What hotel? Oh, yeah.
Whatever in New York. And the guy was talking to me like I was young, like a young person. And it was bothering me. I wanted to be like, you know what? I don't feel like trying to keep this up. I was trying to like keep up. It's like, you know, what I feel like? I feel like I'm a mentally handicapped person who looks completely normal. So people just talk to me like a normal person and I have to be like, hey, I'm mentally handicapped.
Why? Well, you're not mentally handicapped. You're not old.
No, but I'm not young.
You look very young.
The people talk to me, and I got to go.
When you came downstairs today, you looked hot. Hotter than...
Thank you, Richard.
Certain outfits you wear. That little nightie you wear.
Stop.
Ooh.
Please. Ooh.
I'm saying that you look good in it. You look young.
I'm mentally handicapped.
Stop. You look young.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, look.
It's almost a curse.
I'm older than you.
If you look young... You should just look your age because people will talk to you and then you got to be like, yeah, I have no idea.
People think I'm 35.
You're referencing MTV or something. I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about music. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like you should profile me a little better.
People, I think I'm 40, 35, 42. They talk to me like I'm a 42-year-old.
That's a very specific
What?
35 or 42.
Yeah.
Never 37 for some strange reason.
I don't know. I can't tell what people look like. I can't. I don't go by. I could tell if you're young.
You. Everyone knows pretty much. It's you have a very. Your brain is able to tell. That's why when you meet somebody who doesn't look their age, the right age, it fucks with your brain a little bit because your brain is really actually very good at putting you in the right 5-year range.
If I saw you, I would say 33.
You're right. Just kidding.
Oh, are you?
Just kidding. It's a little...
So talk about the shows we did Sunday. How depressing we were. They were. Ah, no one gives a fuck. Maybe this... What can we talk about? It's interesting.
And also, and can I say this is another thing that goes... It speaks to what I was just talking about, which is that I wore my backpack on stage and somebody
That's
goes...
That's cool.
No, okay. Well, it was an outdoor... I didn't want to just leave it laying there. So yeah. It was, you know...
But that's a cool look.
But somebody said to me before I went on, oh, maybe they'll think you're young. And I was like, I'm not... That's the thing. Like, you think I'm wearing this backpack to try to look younger. I just don't...
Wait, who said that to you?
I don't know. One of the guys there.
Comics?
Yeah. I think it was that Jeff McManus guy. I'm not 100% sure, but somebody said that. And I was thinking, like, that's... You know, the things that I do are not necessarily... Like, I'm not doing them to look young. There are certain things I do to try to, you know, cosmetically appear younger. But, like, a backpack or the way I dress and stuff, that's all just because I don't know... How else to do it? I've been doing it like this for so long.
Yeah, me too.
So cool it's like a clothes. Weird thing. So then if you're a certain age as a woman, things that you do, people start to be like, oh, you're doing that to look young. It's like, no. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. But anyway, so that was truly awful. And Vinny kept wanting us to say, like, it's great. Thanks, Vinny. Remember, he was like, come on.
First of all, he said...
It can't be that bad. It's not going to be that bad. It's going to be that bad. It was little... It was...
Comedy in a tent, he said. It wasn't a tent. It was a fucking canopy.
Yeah, it was
loud,
like,
around rides.
There was... It cut out none of the sound.
Yeah.
There was rides everywhere around us. There was...
Food vendors
all around. People were just walking around. Kids were around. And there was two different stages going... Within earshot. So what was the name of the one band?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots was very, very loud. But anytime they took like a tiny break, you could hear the other band then.
Yeah. Well, Godsmack closed it. You could hear them when I was on. You could hear
Stone
Temple.
Oh, is that why there was like a little bit of a break?
Stone Temple Pilots, when you were on, they stopped. Then I went on stage and Godsmack was on the other stage. And, you know...
But it was so many things in there. There was wrestling. There was...
Fucking...
Rock music. There was kiddie rides. There was
big rides, too, for like...
And big rides. I mean, but it was like... You're trying to reach too many people.
Yeah, for a rocky...
Kinds of people. And then comedy, like...
Why would you... And then there was only one section. I don't drink.
It was a food truck festival. It was a rock... That's what it was called. Like, New Jersey's or Clark's. Rock and roll... And food truck festival.
But there was only like 10 food trucks.
There was a lot. It seemed like there was a lot. There was a lot, maybe not. There was other ones, not just in the area we were at.
Oh. Well, who gives a food truck festival in rock? You can't.
A food
mix.
Truck festival should just be a food truck festival.
You can't add a big rock festival with like heavy metal bands and rides where you bring kids because it's too loud.
And it's weird.
And the other kids are like little fucking hippies or not hippies, just, you know, piercings and just, you know, total
like
messes.
The teens, you mean?
Yeah, the teens. And the now 20s. Your kids got to see these wrecked kids. And I sound old, but not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, there's too many different things going on. Like when I went to concerts when I was young, like, we went to outdoor concerts like in the Poconos, or I saw the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead outdoors at the John F. K. Stadium. And there was one type of people, basically. Fucking, you know, 17, 15 to, you know, whatever, 30, whatever. Everybody's doing drugs. There was no little kids running around or stupid rides, and, you know, and I went to some big outdoor concerts too. Pocono 10 was pretty big. Hey, look, I hosted Woodstock 99. There were no fucking rides at Woodstock 99, you know, or 94. We were at Woodstock 94. We were at 94 and 99. Didn't have rides there. They just had bands all over the place and people on drugs. So you don't want to bring kids to those events.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to bring my kid there to loud music and, you know, just who knows. You know, in comedy, if it's in a tent, yeah, make it a tent. You know, I guess Bonnaroo does a tent. We haven't been there since the first fucking year when it was shit. But now that it's good, they don't bring us back. We did the first fucking year at Bonnaroo when it was horrible.
I really bombed at that Bonnaroo.
Well, because they didn't, whatever. Well, you didn't bomb every show.
I don't know if I can't remember doing well ever, but I do remember one time somebody stood up and was like, "You can't just put down people and call it comedy." And then I made fun of them for a while. But like the problem was is that there was like peace and love all the way around, you know, all around, and then they come into the comedy tent and it's like comedy's like it's not peace and love.
I have major fucking resentment towards them. You know, that we did the first fucking year when it was horrible. The hotel
was. You know why we're not back there?
Why?
We're not cool.
No, I'm fucking cool enough to be back. Okay.
I think it's because I didn't do well. That's what I think.
It was 10 years ago.
I know, but I still think it's because
I did well. I had no problem on stage there. I hosted a couple shows too.
I think it was 11 years ago.
I hosted a couple shows. We were there the first year. Fucking, the hotel was like almost an hour away, you know. And it's the first year and they're testing everything and now it's going well. And no, do we get a fucking call? I'm so fucking mad at that they don't ask us to do it again. You know, I would kill there. I killed at the last one we were at and it was under the worst circumstance. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate when they fucking think, you know, don't like you might say, hey, he's older, but I'm going to do well anywhere you put me. So you fucking owe me and you owe Bonnie for having us do the first year when it was horrible, you know.
Well, I don't know if they owe me.
Yeah, you still went there the first year. It wasn't the greatest.
Right.
You know, I don't know. That one really pisses me off because I did very well there that year.
That was the year that.
What?
Jim Norton yelled at me.
You had a big argument with him at a big fight. You can't even explain a fight, but it was a big fight. It was a dumb fight, and I was stuck in the middle of it. You know, he was a good friend of mine, best friend at the time, and Bonnie was my girlfriend. And I'm stuck in between them two having a fucking brutal fight. Anyhow.
But you sort of take my side, right?
I took your side.
No, you didn't. You told me to go apologize to him.
No, I didn't.
I think he did.
No, no fucking way I did that. I never said go apologize.
Well, I did, and he was like, mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you.
I thought it was all his fault. I still do.
I never told you to go apologize to him. No way.
It's so funny. We've never talked about it. I should bring it up on O&A sometime.
Yeah.
Or O&J.
You know, should I be mad that they never asked me back to that?
Yeah, have you ever shot him an email and said,
yes,
hey,
every time I saw the booker, I've seen her, I go, well, you know, why can't I do it again? Or just, you know, they just laugh at it. It's just, you got to be in a certain circle. Our circle is done. That's all right.
It goes back to what I said, not cool.
No, I am cool. Look at it. If I name some of the names that go there, I'm fucking cooler than them. Believe me. All right. Fucking believe me. I'm cooler than them. And I'm.
Well, then why won't she use you?
Who the fuck knows? She doesn't. Maybe she thinks I'm irrelevant, which is completely fucking crazy. You know, fucking movie, radio show and whatever, you know.
It could be me.
What?
Say Bonnie doesn't have to come back and see what happens. Because maybe she just doesn't like me. I mean, in a way, you kind of pushed me on her to be booked there.
Did I?
The first time. I mean, I don't think that she was going to book me. And then you were like, you should. I mean, I did have a lot of credits. I had just done Letterman and stuff, so... I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like such a crazy thing that I did it, but...
I don't want to go back. I want to be asked to go back. I don't care if I do, to tell you the truth, yes or no, because I don't like...
I think, though, like, there is a thing with us that they think, you know, look, if one of us is right for something, but not both of us, they won't ask either one of us. There's enough people where they don't have to.
Yeah.
So, unless they're like a comedian and our friends and they know how it works. But I think a lot of people just are like, ah, we have to kind of ask them both or
no, because
neither.
you did that, what's that show on Comedy Central? Wilmore or?
Larry Wilmore show.
Yeah. I was asked to do a show and they never got back to me. Well, anyhow, you know, it's not even whether I would do Bonnaroo again or not. Just ask me. Give me that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking boy, you cannot do people favors in this world.
Well, they don't see it as a favor. She probably doesn't see you going to that first Bonnaroo as a favor to her. She sees it as she did you a favor. I'm sure she sees it like that.
It was a nightmare the first year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't well organized. Then they get organized and, you know, everybody has an excuse. Well, I don't book it anymore. It goes through Live Nation or whatever they could say, but whatever. And who knows? It's not a big deal. Listen, it's gone on 10 years and I've pretty much done well the last 10 years working, but it would be nice, you know, my friends go, maybe mm-hmm. to hang out with my friends and go, you know, I don't know.
All right.
Hosted the biggest concert in the world, Woodstock 99. I think I know how to work a fucking tent at Bonnaroo.
No, I mean, and you did great. Did you host them?
Host what?
The Bonnaroo shows?
Yeah, I hosted like three of those shows there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing to do.
First of all, there's no better fucking host.
Believe me.
What do you want?
It's charging. In my room.
I'm not saying this out of ego. There's no better fucking host. You know, none of them can host as well as I do.
Do you ever lay in bed at night, though? Look, I agree with you.
I'm just saying.
I think you're the best. But do you ever lay in bed at night and go, God, I can't believe I said that, like,
out loud,
publicly?
I don't give a fuck. No, I'll say it out loud. Look, there's certain comics that can do certain things that kill, and they know and they say, and there's certain things I could do, there's certain things I can't do. I'm not great when it comes to reading off a teleprompter. If someone said, are you good at reading off a teleprompter? I go, no, I fucking suck at that. If someone said, are you good in acting auditions? I go, I'm not great. I don't suck, but I'm in between. Okay. Are you good at hosting a comedy show? I'm fucking really good at that. Yes, I am. I'm good at hosting a comedy show because I've done so many of them. Why do you think I do Patrice's Benefit every year? Now this year I'll bomb, but this is the fourth year and I'm going to host it again. I just know. You know what I mean? Because you know comedy. You know how.
Also, I feel like hosting's a thankless job. I can't imagine doing it.
No, but it's fun.
I mean, you have to go and warm up that audience. And,
yes, it's.
You know, it's hard to have the set that the same kind of set that the guy who goes on third is going to have.
Of course.
You know, because you're out there in the beginning. Whatever. That's why you're good at it, because you can break through that really quickly.
Well,
you know, it would take me to the last comedian before I started.
Yeah, but you're not, you weren't trained. You didn't do that much hosting.
I did not. I was not trained by Stella Adler's MC.
In Boston, Mass, they used to use the stronger comics to host. It was like Meany or Sweeney or Kenny Rogers or Kenny Rogerson or Kevin Knox or Lenny Clark. Those were the hosts of the shows, the big shows up there. You know, hey, when you go on a commercial audition, Mr. Voss, are you any good? Nah, I pretty much suck at that. How are you when it comes to singing? I can't sing at all. I don't know.
What about if you were
to
like host a music festival?
Perfect. I'd kill. I know what to do. I could host anything that involves comedy or introducing.
Super cool. Is that why?
It's not because I'm cool.
Super
you know what
cool.
It is?
Is super cool.
You know what it is when you host?
What is it?
You got to know when to get him back, when to bail, when to bring up the next act, what to say after it. There's so much involved.
Rich, no.
What?
There come on, don't act like you're going on with some inner checklist, some subtlety of how this hosting thing goes. Yes. You go out to try to outdo whoever just was on.
That's not true.
That is 100% true.
No,
you
no.
go on. I go on and make you a joke. Try to fucking kill you're in fucking, between every single. You never
I tell
like
no, you're
you.
Wrong.
You're never like, oh, this next person is a lower energy act. Let me.
No, I do that all the time.
Bring it down for
you're 100% wrong. That's all. Rephrase. Say you're sorry. You're wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm okay. wrong.
That's 100% wrong. When I oh God, that's misleading, and the people do not believe.
I've
her.
Only ever seen you go on and
oh, yeah,
try to kill.
No,
I've never seen you be. I've never been backstage with you where you're like, "Ooh, this guy's killing," and the next person's a little lower energy. Let me
no.
Let me bridge the gap here. I've never heard you. Yes. You're always like, what am I going to do? What's
no.
the joke? What
no.
am I?
I always got to do one or two to keep it
yes.
going. Yes, but I don't try to kill in one joke. You don't try to blow it away. You try to, I know.
But you tried to make it seem like.
No, it's my show. I'm the host. It's my show.
I know. That's the, but
that's
you,
what you got to do. You
got to
have that mindset.
You said a little earlier, though, that you're like, you know, you got to know when to do this.
Yes, you do.
When to walk
and
away, when to fold them.
Yes,
when to,
I do. When to hold them.
Yeah, you know, you're not.
I do. Don't say I don't. I do. And I'm going to move on because that's me saying to you, you don't know how to write a script. You don't know how to write. When you do this, I would never say that to you because. I'd be 100% wrong.
All right.
You're 100% wrong
okay.
in this.
I'm 100% wrong.
I'm furious.
I'm sorry. I just brought it up because I've only ever seen you kill. I've only ever seen you kill.
I guess you're booking Bonnaroo now. Is that what you're going
to
do?
Wait, what? You've really misinterpreted. I said you try to kill
starving.
It in every... Don't go, I'm really upset about this and then try
I just
to,
hit me. I'm fucking hungry.
Maybe you're hangry.
Did you just make that one up too?
No, that's like
I've
oh
never
God,
heard that.
There's
hangry?
Made with
no,
it.
There
yes,
isn't.
Yes.
No fucking
oh God,
way.
I'm sure there's a fucking podcast called The Hangry Podcast.
Those
it's,
two girls.
It's so overused. It's embarrassing.
Those two girls that
it.
Came on OB yesterday.
They host a podcast called
Guys We Fucked.
Yeah.
They shot to number one on iTunes yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I guess everybody went. Right. To get to number one on iTunes, no one even has to listen. They just have to click on your site that day.
Oh. That well, they've been number one before. That's not
the first. No, they've never been number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, they listen from the first they started that podcast.
Mark Maron.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you who's number one. I look at it every now and then.
Okay, well, they tweeted something that they were number one or number two the other day.
Not on iTunes.
Before they got on OP. So.
Not on iTunes. Like... Maybe on whatever site. On iTunes, it's usually Mark Maron.
But the part I have problem with, honestly, I wanted to bring it up. Why, like, you're not allowed to, like... Remember that show, Opie used to be able to, like, push people's buttons and get shit started?
Yeah.
Like...
And be mean or something? Or, no,
it's not being
mean.
I like those girls. But
yeah.
To call something, like, an anti-slut-shaming podcast is just...
Wait, start again.
Okay, they call the podcast is called Guys We Fucked.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's, you know, it's going to draw some listeners, right?
Yeah.
It's like a very provocative thing. Then, in order to satisfy the second tier of, you know, people who might have a problem with it, they say it's an anti-slut-shaming podcast. So, we want to talk about all the guys that we fucked and... We're doing it under the realm of we're feminists. It's, you know, we're taking a stance on anti-slut shaming. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like...
But there's no such thing as slut shaming. A slut's a slut.
No, there is such a thing as slut shaming.
Everything is shame. What do you mean?
But it's like, yeah, I mean... Well, because the idea is that guys can go out and brag about who they've had sex with. But
I mean,
when
girls,
women do
how
it.
How many girls call guys, oh, that guy's a pig? If it was like, if I was banging everybody, you would go, oh, Kiba, he's a pig. Would you say, do girls say that he's a pig? It's the same thing.
Right. I mean,
it's
basically I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Right.
So you go, she's a slut.
Well,
he's
you
a pig.
Should do like girls we've had sex with, an anti. Pig shaming
yeah.
podcast.
You know, it's just everything is so.
But it's
shaming.
Just like it's like there's, but the thing is that there's an amazing, the generation that's come after us. has an amazing way of spinning everything they do and selling it to the public. It's like that's, you know, like at some point in music, being a good singer, songwriter became secondary to the person who is producing your album. The producer was what you're really buying into. That's what it feels. That's what it's like with comedy now. It's like selling branding.
It is.
That's the thing you're selling now, and the comedy is so secondary to it.
Look at this girl that did the fat thing. You know, she's doing radio everywhere. She's 20 million, 5 million hits, probably all kinds of advertisements.
Right, because they don't care if people hate them, I guess.
They don't care. They just, and she wasn't, listen, I don't care what she did in any way. And this is what I.
Nicole Arbor.
And I, one, it wasn't funny, but it was okay rant. But don't do a rant like that and then go, oh, I want you around. I don't want to see you.
Right.
Don't
That's
fucking,
like,
don't
like,
fucking
like,
in the middle
like,
of your rant go, hey, fatso, quit eating cookies because I want you around.
Because I care.
You don't fucking care about
but
them.
She kind of had to do that because she got such backlash.
No, she was doing that in her fucking thing. Hey, we don't want to see you go. Right. Shut the fuck up. Either call him a fatso and deal with it. Don't sit there and go, hey.
Don't condescend.
Yeah, it's so fucking... I want you here. I care. You don't fucking care. So don't say that. Don't, you know, just
right,
do your fucking rant.
Right, but then she's on The View. Then they invite her on The View so that they can then beat up on her.
Yeah.
You know, five against one or whatever it is.
Well,
and it's like,
well,
don't
they
invite
edit
her on. Like, I just don't get why. Ignore it then. If you, you know, you're the ones now making her something. It's like, just ignore it.
Well,
like, why are you going, why are you inviting her on The View so that, you know, these women come across as like bitter about being fat, like to fucking come down on her. She doesn't come off good. The other one, like, no women come out of that looking good. It just looks like it's just garbage all around. It's just garbage fucking information. It's like, who cares about any of it? I don't care what Whoopi thinks about Nicole Arbor, and I don't care what Nicole Arbor thinks about fat people. I don't care about any of it. It's like,
neither do I.
Then it's like becomes this thing, but it's like, if you are a victim of any kind in any way, shape, or form, you now have a platform in order. And then that becomes the more important thing is instead of just ignoring this fucking chick who would have just went away because nobody thinks she's funny enough to keep her career going.
Well, she's not.
Now you're going to get some attention by saying she's, you know, fat shaming, I guess. That's the thing. Like, I won't allow anyone to ever say, but that's what Trump is. He won't allow anyone to ever say anything negative against him. He'll fucking fight back so hard. It's like ridiculous. It's like,
I like that he fights back.
But that's what the fat people are doing to Nicole Arbor, and you don't like that.
No, I don't mind the fight people fighting back. No, I was saying to Nicole, I'm saying,
right,
I don't care if they fight back.
Wait, but that's what, but that's
no,
the,
I
that's
don't care.
The, that's the whatever hair trigger response that you don't like whenever anyone says any. If you went on stage and you said something, you made fun of someone in the audience and they said he's a bully, and then everyone got in your case that you're a bully, basically.
Well, no,
you're saying they're right, they should fight back.
No, what I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. First, with this girl, if she's going to attack him, don't go condescending, go, oh, but we want you here, this and that, try to soften.
I get that.
Okay.
I get that's
okay,
a different
so
issue. Okay.
Okay, so if I went on stage,
but
first of all, I don't attack races or people.
It's not about what you're attacking. That's irrelevant to this conversation. The conversation is that as a society, should we let some things just roll off our back and ignore it?
Yes.
Okay.
But fat people,
because it feels like nobody's doing that anymore. Everybody's like, if my feelings are hurt even a little, I get to stand up and shout to the world and get angry and have this, you know, outrage.
Well,
and everyone has to now.
Well,
pay
it depends what group
it.
you're. What's being said to your group, and is it enough to be outraged about? You know, I don't know what Ann Coulter said about Jews, and I don't know her meaning behind it. Her tweet, when I see her, I will ask her. I will say, what's this all?
Well, not
you know,
everyone can go and ask Ann Coulter.
That's true. What, but I'm saying, there is things that I'll hear, like, you know, if Farrakhan says something, yeah, I'll be a little pissed off about that, you know, as a white person or as a Jew. Or, but, you know, and see, the whole
but
thing
that's
with
like
fat,
you're see, falling into I, the, no, the thing I, of like what bothers mind. You matters.
No, but what here's what I see with the fat thing.
Okay,
here's what I see. All right, if I went on stage and started trashing alcoholics and heroin addicts, nobody would have a fucking problem with it. Nobody would. One, they don't have a lobby. Two, they don't have a spokesperson for heroin users
and also
or alcoholics.
They
right?
they have an outlet.
Okay,
they can let things roll off their yeah. back because
they're fucked up. they don't fucking.
They're like, would love to get outraged about this, but I've got to go track down some crack.
Yes, but food to me is an addiction. Just like drugs and alcohol, okay? Food is a drugs and alcohol is a choice. You have a choice, and you have a choice with food, okay? You have a choice to eat right. You have a choice to exercise. You have a choice to do whatever. Now, yes, there's people have been in accidents where they can't work out or they can't exercise or they've been wheelchair bound and they ain't and got big. Yeah, there's certain cases. And there's cases where people have got hurt and did drugs and got hooked on drugs. That's different. But you take whatever average of fat people that can turn their life around, you know, and don't. Well, then why feel sorry for that? I was a crack addict. I turned my life around. Okay, mm-hmm. If I fucking kept doing crack and fucking did, you know, was just a crack addict, people go, look at this fucking crack addict. Mm-hmm. Don't let him, you know what I mean?
Well, there are people that care about crack addicts, though.
No, so you see what I'm saying? So it's something you could turn around, and it's hard. I want to lose 5-6 pounds. It's fucking hard. Yeah, I get it. It's hard. But guess what? You know how hard it was for me to quit fucking drugs? It was pretty fucking hard. And it was pretty hard to quit smoking. So at what point do you say, hey, it's okay, you have to keep going? You know what I mean? At what point do people have to take responsibility for themselves?
Right, but also should they have to deal with people fat-hating? You know, on YouTube.
There's a lot of meth hating. There's a lot of methadone hate. Total meth hate. Look at that meth addict. Look at mm-hmm. this. There's a lot of hate. You know what? Sometimes overweight people can be an inconvenience to you. Yes, sometimes they can be. And you know it. So I don't judge a person. I don't dislike someone if they're overweight. You know, especially if they're comics.
The other day, this like, you know, very large yeah. woman came into the store, and I was standing in line like waiting to pay for my stuff, and I couldn't help but like look at her arm. It was so big. I'd never seen anyone's arm that big before.
Yeah.
So it just drew my attention, and I looked at it, and then I looked up at her face, and she was looking at me, looking in at her arm, and I could just tell she was like.
And what was in her food basket?
I don't know. She just walked into the store. I didn't look. Oh. But I felt really bad. I didn't mean to.
Look, I'm not going
to. I didn't mean to make her feel bad, but I could. It was like sometimes you can't help but where your eyes look. You just
on
look.
Stage, I never, probably maybe once every 3 years, might attack someone for their weight. I really never go after weight on stage.
If I make fun of somebody, it's always a dude. Never would make fun of a woman.
Well, even a dude, it hurts him.
I'm sure it does. It's just like politically more correct.
And when I do it with Bobby on radio, I feel horrible. So I really don't want to do it with Bobby. You know, because when we talk about his weight, him being overweight, I don't do it. I never did it really with Patrice because you didn't look at Patrice as overweight. He was just a big dude.
Well, I used to have a joke about fat people, but it was like meant to be ironic and no one ever took it that way.
Yeah, but
fat people get so mad. You're like, well, I'm trying to make a bigger comparison to something else.
So, yeah. Okay, so anyway. You get what I'm saying. There are certain people that should stick up for certain things.
But but the thing is like, this is the thing that drives me nuts. It's like, those fat people will laugh at, know it's a ridiculous thing, but a skinny bitch joke, or they will laugh at a midget joke.
Yes.
Or, you know, it's like it's whatever hits you personally, you're going to get upset about. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I look at it as I don't know. It's kind of like you have to, like, some things you just have to let fucking happen. It's like, yeah, okay, look, people, the world's not fair. Some people get made fun of more than other people. But I do feel like the one thing that I will say is that I got made fun of in high school. Everyone gets made fun of it. Not everyone, but most people get made. Most people have a shitty, have had shitty experiences in high school, but fat people think it's just because they're fat. And I think, like, no, if you were thin, you would still, you would be made fun of just for something else. That's what it, you know, it's not, you're not being targeted just because you're fat. It's like, people make fun of people. That's just the way it is.
I don't know. I've had a lisp my whole life, and when I get attacked, it's a personal attack, because people don't just really attack lisp. They attack me personally. So, you know, I got to deal with that. Many, I've dealt with that on radio.
And it bothers you. So that bothers
that's
you.
That's a personal
attack. Okay, right. Yes. But if you were fat and they kept making fat jokes, that might bother you. I mean, if you had, like, some kind of, like, where you really felt like you did everything you could to lose weight and you can't and you still get made fun of. I mean.
But if that girl went
that's
on.
That's the thing that I'm saying. It's like you kind of embody in a lot of ways a very, you get mad about the things that bother you. You get very bad at people and you justify it. You say, well, I get mad at people make fun of Jews because of this, this, or this. Or I get mad where you make racial jokes or you make jokes about
it. Not that much anymore. I used to.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? It's like,
but here's the thing. If that girl went on a thing and did a whole thing on lispy people, it wouldn't offend me because it's not personal to me.
Oh,
it's not targeted.
Right. She's just saying Rich Voss.
Yes.
I got it.
Okay.
On that note, we should
Do you
probably,
get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Thank you.
Do you like that?
Love it. Okay,
this weekend,
everybody.
Arlington Draft House. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, Bonnie will be at Helium in Philadelphia. Come Friday and Saturday. Then next weekend, I'm up in the Albany area. The Comedy Works. Look on their website. See you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.